The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Well, hey there, and welcome to episode 3 of Busy Kids Love Music, an educational podcast for music-loving kids. I'm Carly Seifert, the creator of Busy Kids Do Piano, and today we're talking all about the flute. The flute is part of the woodwind group of instruments. Woodwind instruments used to all be made of wood, but today they are made of wood, metal, plastic, or a combination of these materials. You play a woodwind instrument by blowing air through a mouthpiece. To play a flute, you hold the flute sideways with both hands and blow air across a hole in the mouthpiece. Fingers open and close the keys, which changes the pitch. Now, a pitch is a sound that can be high or low. Some instruments, like drums, don't produce pitches. They produce rhythms. But a flute produces pitches. The flute is the oldest instrument that can produce pitches. A shorter version of the flute is called the piccolo. Piccolo means small in Italian. A piccolo is half the size of a flute and can play the highest notes of all the woodwinds. Some very old flutes have been found that were made of animal bones, but during the Renaissance period, the word flute came to describe instruments like a recorder or the traditional flute, which is the one that is held sideways. In 1847, a German instrument maker named Theobald Boehm debuted a new, very special kind of flute. This flute had a metal tube with keys attached. He created what we know as the modern-day flute. An orchestra usually has 2 to 4 flutes. You'll sometimes hear the flute imitating the sound of chirping birds in a piece of music, like in this example from Camille Saint-Saëns' Carnival of the Animals. In this example, listen closely for the flute and piccolo, which represent the Firebird in this suite by Stravinsky. Thank you. time you're listening to orchestra music, listen for the flutes. Are they being used in a way that sounds high, fast, and cheerful, or low, mysterious, and sad? Just because this episode is over doesn't mean the learning has to stop. I've created a free 5-day music camp for kids that gives an overview of other instruments in the orchestra. You can join by visiting busykidsdopiano.com/musiccamp. For more information on today's episode, including show notes as well as a list of the music you heard, visit busykidsdopiano.com/podcast/3. Bye for now.